Chapter 51 Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie in the Imperial Palace. The renowned Dr. He Jushin arrived to treat the Crown Princess's injured leg. Inside the Royal Medical Hall, where Dr. Luo used to work, He Jushin looked around and nodded, assuring that he could do it. Dr. Luo was immediately thrilled, as this was an acknowledgement from the renowned Dr. He Jushin. The Empress Dowager, the Seventh Princess, Emperor and the Crown Princess, all gathered there. The Empress Dowager, supported by palace attendants, approached He Jushin and earnestly implored, "Please doctor, you must treat Crown Princess's injury." However, He Jushin maintained a somewhat distant attitude, saying, "We'll have to assess the situation first." The Crown Princess stared at Dr. He Jushin. No one knew what she had gone through in the past 2 months. She became increasingly desperate, irritated, and she even lost weight, no longer resembling her former vibrant self. Each time the Empress visited her, her heart ached. Thankfully, Dr. He Jushin had arrived. With her presence, there was hope that Crown Princess' leg would be healed, and she could continue to be the esteemed Princess of Dian and the future Empress. He Jushin began carefully examining Crown Princess' injuries, and everyone held their breath, hoping for a positive outcome. Then, He Jushin stood up straight and announced, "I can treat her, push her inside." Everyone present showed expressions of great joy, and even the Empress Dowager chanted several prayers, "May the Buddha bless us." The Crown Princess's eyes sparkled with intense excitement as she said, "Quick, take me inside the room and let the Dr. He Jushin treat me immediately." The Empress had the least fluctuating expression, but her genuine happiness and anxiety were evident. From various subtle cues, one could tell that she cared deeply for the Crown Princess. The Crown Princess had always been the Empress's favorite successor, and she had been nurtured with utmost care, as her fate was intertwined with the prosperity of Dian. If there was anyone who didn't want anything to happen to the Crown Princess, it would be the Empress. "Master He, please let me assist you on the side," Dr. Luo, the Imperial Doctor, hurriedly volunteered. She couldn't do anything about the Crown Princess's legs, but if the Dr. He Jushin claimed that she could treat her, she wouldn't miss the chance to witness and learn more advanced medical skills. "I haven't finished yet," He Jushin said calmly, unlike the others who were eager. "It can be treated, but she will be left with a limp." A sound of the Empress Dowager's prayer beads falling to the ground echoed, "He Jushin, what are you saying?" The Empress immediately went forward, questioning, "Doctor, you must be joking, you are the Dr. He Jushin. How could Crown Princess end up with a limp?" "Empress, I am a skilled doctor, not a deity. It would be considered a success if I can help her walk again. If anyone else attempted to treat her, her leg would have no hope of recovery, and even if it healed, she would remain weak and unable to support her body. Just having a slight limp was already a great fortune, wasn't it enough?" "I don't believe you. What kind of useless doctor are you? My leg can definitely be healed." The Crown Princess shouted in disbelief, leaving everyone in the palace silenced. The Emperor immediately shed tears and rushed clumsily to the Crown Princess's side, but the Princess pushed him away. The Emperor could only think one thing. "It's over," and then his vision went black, and he fainted. "Emperor! Emperor!" The palace attendants called out anxiously. Yan Yunshu hurriedly ran to the Emperor's side and shouted worriedly, "Father, father, quickly call the royal doctors." He Jushin took a glance and said, "It's nothing serious, he just fainted from being unable to accept the situation." "Assist the Emperor back to the palace to rest," the Empress ordered. Yan Yunshu promptly directed the attendants to help the Emperor back to his courtyard and then followed them back to the Empress's courtyard. Meanwhile, the Crown Princess kept trying to stand with the help of the Empress, looking at the Empress like a wounded young beast. With a tearful tone she said, "Mother, you must command her to heal me. I don't want to be crippled. I am your daughter and the Crown Princess of Dian." The Empress suddenly felt as if her chest was blocked, struggling to breathe, and she started coughing uncontrollably. Her breath turned into white mist in the cold air. The female attendant immediately placed her hand on the Empress's back, anxiously asking, "Empress, Empress, what's wrong?" She then turned to Dr. Luo and others, "You useless doctors, hurry and treat the Empress." The royal doctor quickly came forward to diagnose the Empress and worriedly said, "This appears to be an acute internal heart attack, compounded by catching a cold." The Empress waved them away and then looked sharply at Dr. He Jushin. "Is there really no way to heal the Crown Princess's leg?" He Jushin had already expressed impatience for the second time, but she couldn't be disrespectful to the Empress. "She will limp. Her tendons were bitten off by a wild beast. There's no way to make her fully recover as if nothing happened. The crown princess completely lost control, screaming and shouting. Dian couldn't accept an empress with a limp. They couldn't accept an empress who was disabled. There was no difference between the two. She was finished. Moreover, this statement came directly from Dr. He Jushin. If even she couldn't save her, who else could? One could imagine that after today, the decree to depose the crown princess would be presented to the empress like falling snowflakes. The empress suffered a fit of intense coughing, mixed with the crown princess's wailing and the sobbing of the empress. The scene was particularly chilling and unsettling. The crown princess's emotions are unstable. Take her to rest for now, and we will proceed with treatment later, the empress commanded. Then she turned to He Jushin and said, please doctor, do your best to treat the crown princess. ** in the Zhenbian palace. Xu Ting inquired with Lu Tang, how did it go? Lu Tang immediately reported the information received. The doctor He Jushin was kept in the palace to treat the crown princess's leg, but it seems her leg cannot be fully healed. News of her limping has spread throughout the entire court. He Jushin didn't get into trouble, and Xu Ting breathed a sigh of relief. It seemed that esteemed doctors like He Jushin could still survive even if they couldn't completely cure the crown princess. The empress wouldn't be willing to put her to death in a fit of anger. Dr. He Jushin's reputation and status garnered her more respect than the royal doctors received. When Xu Ting and Du Xian saw those three medical books last night, they both thought that He Jushin must have been concerned about her safety and left the books with Du Xian, fearing that she might not return. It appeared that He Jushin herself wasn't entirely confident about safely leaving the palace, but for now, the situation seemed to be favorable. Xu Ting waved her hand to dismiss Lu Tang, preparing to inform this news to Du Xian. Perhaps in the next couple of days, they could use the pretext of visiting the Empress Dowager to enter the palace and meet He Jushin. However, another issue was brought to the forefront. The crown princess's leg couldn't be healed, and this judgment was delivered personally by the doctor He Jushin. It could be anticipated that the factions supporting the first princess, fourth princess, and even officials were genuinely concerned about the country and its people would start making moves. Yan Yunshu accompanied the unconscious emperor in the palace. Tears continued to stream down his face even in his unconscious state. When he woke up and he quickly grabbed Yan Yunshu's hand, his tears flowed like rain. Shuer, your elder sister has been deposed. Your father only has you now, only you. He clung tightly to Yan Yunshu, as if a dying person clutching at a life-saving straw, his fingernails digging into Yan Yunshu's arm. Yan Yunshu didn't pull away but remained silent. The more the emperor cried, the more twisted his expression became. Listen, Shuer, you have no choice. You must do as your father says. Become the crown princess, or else I will not consider you my daughter. The emperor was pressuring her, and Yan Yunshu was his biological child, so she had no choice but to compromise and obey her birth father. Yan Yunshu sat on the ground, holding the emperor's hand in hers, and said, Father, I will do as you say. The emperor was overjoyed, reaching out to touch Yan Yunshu. Yu's face, good child. Good child, you must be tired. Go and rest for now. Don't worry, whether it's Yan Yunjin or Yan Yuntong, they won't surpass you. You are my daughter, the legitimate daughter of the empress, and that position will definitely be yours. Yan Yunshu looked at the emperor, but she felt no emotion. Her birth father had once shown the same fervent anticipation and elaborate plans for her elder sister. But now, the empress had abandoned her elder sister, decisively and impatiently. Yan Yunshu didn't want to become the crown princess. She left the palace and went to meet Wang Nisheng. Wang Nisheng got on Yan Yunshu's carriage, and then Yan Yunshu hugged him. What's wrong? Wang Nisheng asked with concern. Yan Yunshu felt that only Wang Nisheng genuinely cared about her now, not because she was the seventh princess, but simply because she was Yan Yunshu. Nisheng, my elder sister's leg couldn't be healed, and I feel very sad. Wang Nisheng didn't know how to comfort her, so he just held Yan Yunshu, offering his support. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia